Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today is day two of our article about the Discovery show Dark Matters, Twisted But True. It's all about when science goes wrong. So, Jeffrey, did you enjoy science at school?
I really did. It was
me too.
Perhaps my favorite class. I really loved it when we did cool experiments.
Oh yeah. What did you do? Did you do anything fun?
Sure, I can remember an experiment we did with vacuums. Now, not the kind of vacuum that you clean the floor with, but the kind of vacuum in space where there's no air.
Mm-hmm.
What we did was we put a marshmallow
mm-hmm.
on a plate, and then we put a cup on top and made it a vacuum.
Right.
And the marshmallow grew into a giant monster marshmallow.
That's cool. That's so
awesome. Pretty cool. But then we opened it up. I was ready to eat this giant marshmallow, and it shrunk back down to be a tiny little marshmallow.
What a letdown.
Yeah.
All right. I have held a human brain, and I've cut open a human eye. That's my story. All right. Jeffrey is not feeling very happy right now, so let's move on to today's lesson.
Yes, let's start reading.
Reading. Dark Matters, Twisted But True. One of science's greatest achievements was unlocking the energy of the atom. Unfortunately, the might of nuclear power has been misused time and time again.It's no surprise that several of the stories on Dark Matters involve the dangers of radiation. The 1920s was an exciting time for businessmen seeking to take advantage of new discoveries. Dr. Albert C. Geiser created a device that could make any woman's skin hairless and white. He did this with a blast of deadly X-rays.Though the procedure appeared successful at first, his customers' flawless skin eventually became diseased and ugly. Another profit seeker was U.S. Radium, a company that used radium paint to make watches glow in the dark. Young ladies painted the radioactive substances on with brushes, which they ignorantly licked to keep the point fine.Unaware of the great risk, the radium girls became fatally ill. These stories are awful, but they do offer light at the end of the tunnel. Scientists can learn from mistakes and work toward a brighter future. Check out more shocking tales on Dark Matters, Twisted But True.
So the article continues giving some more examples of dark science or science gone wrong. It says, one of science's greatest achievements was unlocking the energy of the atom. Now, the atom is just a very small something, almost the smallest thing you can get. But inside it is something like a center. And if you break that center open...it will release large amounts of energy, so it can actually be really useful. However, it also makes radioactive material, and we'll be talking about that a bit later.
Sure, radioactive material is very dangerous, and it's something we can't even see with
mm-hmm.
our own eyes.
Exactly.
Okay, so the article continues. Unfortunately, the might of nuclear power has been misused time and time again.Again. Okay, might, which is spelled M-I-G-H-T, means strength, power, or superior force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a common expression, might doesn't make right.
Yes.
So just because you're strong doesn't mean you're right.
Okay, we also saw the word misused.
Mm.
Now that comes from just the normal verb use. But if you put mis in something, we talked about prefixes in yesterday's lesson, it makes itbad. So, misuse, use badly. Misbehave, behave badly. There's a lot of other examples you can look up, so be careful about those prefixes, but they can be really useful. It's like learning extra vocabulary words.
We also had the phrase time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a way of saying many, many times throughout history.
Okay. The article continues, it's no surprise that several of the stories on dark matters involve the dangers of radiation. Okay, radiation is energy that's sent out in the form of a wave through the air. So kind of think of like how a microwave heats food, okay? But in this example, the radiation we're talking about is dangerous. It's nuclear, or also called gamma radiation, okay? And that causes a lot of problems. For example, there are problems with radiation at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan.
Right, so when scientists first discovered radioactivity and radioactive material, it had a lot of power, a lot of potential to do interesting things. But because nobody really understood this power, it caused a lot of problems because radiation damages your body in ways that you can't heal very quickly, and sometimes you can't heal at all. Okay, we'll see an example later of x-rays. Now, if you go to the dentist or the doctor to see if you have a broken bone or a cavity in your teeth, they might take an x-ray, but they should put a special blanket on you. The doctors will maybe leave the room for the x-ray because if you get too much radiation, it's really bad for your health. Now, the 1920s was an exciting time for businessmen seeking to take advantage of new discoveries. So with every new invention and technology, businessmen and businesses will try to take advantage of it. Now, take advantage of means to use something to the fullest extent, okay, to make the most of something.
Exactly.
Especially money for a business. Now, this could be bad if you take advantage of a person.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, if I always borrow money from Pat and I never pay him back, I'm taking advantage of him. But it could be good if it's a sunny day. We could say, let's take advantage of this beautiful day and go to the park.
Exactly. Okay, so the article goes on with our example. It says, Dr. Albert C. Geiser created a device that could make any woman's skin hairless and white. So something that women want, they want to look kind of beautiful, no messy blotches, and they want to lose any hair that they have.
I think you could use this machine,
Pat. I probably could. However, I don't want this one, and we'll explain why later. First, let's look at the word device, D-E-V-I-C-E, device. And this is something, usually electrical or mechanical, made for a specific purpose, like a smartphone. Smartphones are useful devices that combine the functions of cell phones and computers.
All right. Well, this machine, it would change the skin with radiation. Okay, it'd make it white and hairless. All the spots would fall off, all the hair would fall out. Now, I'm already pretty white, but being hairless would be convenient. I wouldn't have to shave ever again. Okay? So how did he do this, make the skin look this way? Well, the article says he did this with a blast of deadly x-rays.
Oh, what?
Okay? Yeah.
Crazy.
Awful idea. Now we know today, but he did not know. And he was actually a doctor.
Yeah.
And he had no idea.
So he gave people a blast of x-rays. A blast, B-L-A-S-T, blast, is a sudden or violent movement of air or force. So if you open an oven, you would feel a blast of heat. Or you could talk about a blast of wind that blows your hat off.
Okay. Now, though the procedure appeared successful at first, his customers' flawless skin eventually became diseased and ugly.
Oh, no.
So it looked successful at first. So maybe the first few times, his customers, especially the young ladies, their skin would look nice and white and have no spots, be smooth.
Great.
Beautiful. But things changed.
Oh.
Okay. At first, they were flawless, which is an adjective, and it means having no ugly marks. Essentially, perfect, because a flaw is a mistake or something ugly.
So imperfect.
Flawless would be perfect.
For example, the snow upon the ground was flawless, unbroken by footprints. I love that. Looking out of a window, there's just clear snow. Nobody's walked on it. Flawless snow. It's perfect. And we also saw the word diseased, D-I-S-E-A-S-E-D, diseased. And this is an adjective that means you are affected or infected with a disease or illness. For example, many stray animals are diseased, so you shouldn't touch them.
Right. Now, this Dr. Geezer, he used this machine which blasted x-rays. Now, he used this machine and he operated it with his hand, and his hand also became very diseased. And actually, it caused cancer. X-rays can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. We know this now. And in the end, he actually had to have doctors cut his hand off to save the rest of his body. So the results of this device were awful, not only for Mr. Geezer, but his customers too.
Okay, so the article then gives another example. It says, another profit seeker was U.S. Radium, a company that used radium paint to make watches, I'm not wearing one, but watches glow in the dark. Okay, radium is a metal found in Earth, but it's very radioactive and gives out a gas that causes cancer. It's discovered by a scientist called Marie Curie, but it actually maybe ended up killing her. So, not so good.
The company U.S. Radium used radium because it can glow in the dark, and they painted radium on watches.
So, glow, G-L-O-W, glow, is a verb meaning to give off a small amount of light. So, fireflies, for example, glow to attract mates, okay? And these watches glowed so you could see the numbers at night and find out what time it was.
Okay, that's really cool and helpful when you want to know what time it is at night.
Yes.
But there's a problem. The people working for U.S. Radium found out the bad way, the dangers of radioactive material. Young ladies painted the radioactive substances on with brushes, okay, like paint brushes, which they ignorantly licked to keep the point fine, okay?
Yeah.
Now ignorant or ignorantly means you don't know what you're doing.
No idea.
And they would lick the point of this brush, okay, to, because to paint on a watch, you need to draw very small numbers.
Yeah, very thin numbers.
Right, so you need a very small brush, and licking it is the fastest way to do that.
Yeah, makes it a straight point, makes it much easier. However, it was covered with radioactive material, and radioactive means it's giving off this dangerous radiation. So to use it in a sentence, bananas are slightly radioactive, but the radiation can't cause any harm.
So just a tiny bit of radiation,
very tiny,
is not that bad. But a lot of it, such as eating it on a paintbrush, is really bad.
Yeah.
Okay?
So that means you can eat bananas. It's okay. They won't cause you any harm at all. Okay, so these girls licked the paintbrushes they painted on, and it says, unaware of the great risk, the radium girls became fatally ill. Okay? Fatally, F-A-T-A-L-L-Y, fatally, is describing an action or a situation that is deadly. So, fatally ill means so ill that they were going to die. We could also say, the soldier was fatally wounded in battle, which means he was wounded and he died from his wounds.
And these radium girls, they didn't know the dangers of what they were doing, but they had a lot of fun because their hands started to glow in the dark. They would paint their fingernails and that would glow in the dark too, even their hair. But in the end, they became fatally ill because this radium was so dangerous.
Now, as the article says, these stories are awful, but they do offer light at the end of the tunnel. Now, light at the end of the tunnel, this is a good idiom, and it means there is hope or an end or relief at the end of a bad or difficult time. So, if you've been studying really hard and you say, well, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, it means I've nearly finished studying. So, what is the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, scientists can learn from mistakes and work toward a brighter future. Okay, so that's the good thing about all these awful stories is we can learn from them and not do the same thing twice.
Okay, as the article says, check out more shocking tales on dark matters, twisted but true. Now, this word shocking, S-H-O-C-K-I-N-G, shocking means unbelievable, something that makes you feel shocked. For example, as soon as I heard the shocking news, I felt faint and I had to sit down.
Okay, well, now it's time for us to go to our wrap-up.
For You Chat.
So, our For You Chat question for today is there any technology today that you think is harmful and why?
Well, I think there is, and some cities and governments have tried to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. And one harmful technology is actually earphones.
What?
Headphones.
No.
Well, if you're listening to music while driving your car or walking outside, it could be a little bit dangerous. So it's not always harmful, but in fact, New York City made a rule. You cannot cross the street if you have headphones covering your ears.
Because, is that true?
Yeah, you need to look around and listen to cars that might come. Well, you know, traffic in New York is very busy. It can be dangerous if you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to go with nuclear power. We've kind of touched on it today. We've talked about how things can be radioactive. And although nuclear power is very useful and can give us lots of energy, there are side effects, and we haven't completely found a way to solve those side effects. So it can be harmful unless it's managed properly.
That's a good one. Well, yeah. In the future, with all new technologies, we need to find a way to take the good from these mm-hmm. discoveries and reduce the harm or danger to humans.
Exactly.
So that's the challenge for the future, challenge mm-hmm. for you out there.
Yep.
Think about this topic and help the world come up with fantastic solutions.
All right, that's the end of today's lesson. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Sentence for you.
Oh, I totally screwed up today on my midterm exam. Thankfully, the professor said I can make it up by doing better in the final exam. 今天期中考呢，我完全搞砸了。幸好教授说啊，我如果期末考考好一点就可以补救了。啊，教授这番话真是黑暗中的一丝曙光啊。OK, 课文原句呢 ,These stories are awful, but they do offer light at the end of the tunnel. 就像呢在隧道 ,tunnel 最终的那道光。OK, 也就是黑暗中一线曙光的意思啦。一样表示乐观呢你也可以用 look on the bright side, 往好处想往好处看。例如呢今天你的朋友他想烤蛋糕啊、哦、烤焦了失败了。你可以跟他说 look on the bright side, you will do better next time. 今天有了经验下次会更好啦。另外呢 every cloud has a silver lining, 也表示乐观的意思咯。cloud, 乌云呢它有银色的镶边表示的是乌云背后呢有阳光啦就是能够拨云见日的意思啦。获得呢奥斯卡金像奖多项提名的电影派特的幸福剧本它英文就是 Silver Linings Playbook 它里面这个呢 Silver Lining 就是在从这句话来的、哦、就是在讲说这个云后面的光啦就是幸福一直存在只是被乌云给挡住了剧中呢每个角色都有点怪咖这就是乌云啦但是呢他们在一起呢也是可以很完美很幸福的咯另外呢也有人会说 Blessing in disguise 被伪装的祝福说的就是呢你以为很糟糕很糟糕的事情呢可是呢可能结果是好的哦 For example, Lisa had a car accident and broke her arm Lisa 的车祸中撞断了手臂啊多惨啊很糟糕对吧 However, she met Alex, the doctor who ended up being her husband 结果呢她遇到了最后成为她老公的医生 Alex It turned out to be a blessing in disguise 正所谓塞翁失马焉知非福啊所以呢下次遇到挫折你可别太沮丧了 You can always look on the bright side of life And I'll see you next time, bye bye
Dark matters, twisted but true One of science's greatest achievements was unlocking the energy of the atom Unfortunately, the might of nuclear power has been misused time and time againIt's no surprise that several of the stories on dark matters involve the dangers of radiation. The 1920s was an exciting time for businessmen seeking to take advantage of new discoveries. Dr. Albert C. Geiser created a device that could make any woman's skin hairless and white. He did this with a blast of deadly X-rays. Though the procedure appeared successful at first, his customers' flawless skin eventually became diseased and ugly. Another profit seeker was U.S. Radium, a company that used radium paint to make watches glow in the dark. Young ladies painted the radioactive substances on with brushes, which they ignorantly licked to keep the point fine. Unaware of the great risk, the radium girls became fatally ill. These stories are awful, but they do offer light at the end of the tunnel. Scientists can learn from mistakes and work toward a brighter future. Check out more shocking tales on Dark Matters, Twisted but True.
Vocabulary Review.
Might. The batter hit the baseball with such might that the ball flew over the fence. Device. The scientist uses an electronic device to measure the width of the river. Diseased. His skin felt different, and the doctor told him it was diseased. Glow. The moon glows because it reflects light from the sun. Fatally. The soldier was fatally wounded and could not come back home. Shocking. If you've never been to the zoo, being so close to large animals can be shocking.